at Florida?
Those memories, I mean, they're so vivid, you know, and they stay with us. I mean, all of us remember all those, the things, the positives, the negatives that we went through. Obviously, the one that flashes is us coming back on that plane, you know, after that Kentucky win, which sealed us, you know, the championship for us. You know, we'd gone through a huge, long year of you know, pluses and minuses in the media, and but that culminated, you know, it brought everything together as we were flying over the stadium and we saw everybody in that stadium. I do remember the pilot coming on because everyone went over to one side of the plane, and others can remember this too, and he's screaming at us to go back to our seats because we're all trying to get over to see everybody that's sitting in the stands.
Yeah.
So that was a crazy moment. Yeah. So we're all trying to fight to get back to our seats. Didn't want to flip the plane. But yeah, coming there and being a part of that and seeing that and then coming on the field. I mean, that obviously that was one special moment. That's where I met my wife Jill. That night, you know, from returning on that trip, on right after the field, there was a party there, and that's where we began our relationship. So that's special to me. Yeah, but I mean, there's just so many memories. I mean, our guys, the O-line, we stuck together. You know, back at the beginning when Dale obviously got hurt and. They were trying to figure out you know, who was going to be the quarterback, and Kerwin, you know, took charge and jumped in there, and we helped him along with, you know, all the running backs we had. I mean, ran the ball really well with obviously with Neil and John L. and Lorenzo, and threw the ball out there to Ricky and the other crew. I mean, so yeah, I mean, you just, they all come flooding back once you called me and asked me for my thoughts. Yeah, I mean, I've got more, but I know the show's probably short.
Well, let me ask this. Let's go the other way, Phil. I can, you know, look, we all know what happened in the interim there. The title was taken away. It's still vacant officially today. A lot of people vilified Charlie Pell, you know, whatever. And certainly, you know, there were things that were not done correctly. But playing for Coach Pell, playing for Coach Hall, what were your memories of that?
Well, obviously, Coach Pell allowed me back in '81 to play as a freshman. So he brought the team together. I mean, he's an integral part of that our program. And obviously, we love him and we'll always love him and what he's done and bringing us together. Yeah, the pain of having to see Coach resign early after we lost to Miami and tied to LSU. That was tough. I mean, it was tough for all of us. But you know, Coach Pell or Coach Hall took over and let the seniors, you know, run the team. He guided us and helped us along and kept us together. I think was the most important thing because he knew what he had in a team with our senior leadership group that we had. So he, you know, obviously a lot of love for Coach Pell and Coach Hall taking over that tough situation and getting us to the end and, you know, helping us get through it.
I would imagine, too, this will heal wounds, if there are any. I know, you know, some players felt that the whole treatment was unfair. That, you know, finally, and it's ironic, it's going to be the Kentucky game when you beat Kentucky to win the championship. But do you think being honored like this as a team will, if there are wounds, so to speak, will they start to be healed with this?
Yeah, Steve, I think so. You know, there's a start. You know, I know several years ago, a group of us I wrote a letter myself to Scott, the AD, and I didn't get any response back, so it kind of hurt me, and I'm sure others did too. And so, I mean, I'm sure from the administrative standpoint, you know, they were apprehensive about it, and so I think now, you know, with this ability to recognize us, and not just continue to push us aside from what we did as a group, it was all these other teams and the SEC decided to vote us out, and and you look at those teams, obviously, I'm up here at the University of Michigan now, and I mean, we went through the same thing this year with the hate and the anger, and it was amazing. We were able to win the national championship last year, and I had the same feeling, like I said, when we were down there trying to make it through the season, coaches being suspended. Coaches, our head coach, obviously Coach Harbaugh, and you got Coach Pell getting, having to force to resign. And so we had parallel paths this year. And so I saw a lot, all those feelings kept, came back to me this year. So, I mean, it's just nice to move past it.
Do you keep in touch with a lot of the guys?
I'd like to do more. It's funny you say that. Dan Fike, he called me yesterday, actually, the first time I talked to him in 40 plus years.
Jeez, and
and he just we just connected, and I'm up here and I work for Michigan, and I haven't Lomas and I Lomas works over with the Lions.
Yep.
And so he's right down the road, and we've connected a couple times, but yet we've never really, and I got to do a better job of that. It's just hard in the positions we're in. We're always busy. We've got families, and I love to talk and with them and experience, but, I'm in the here and now, that's kind of how I operate. And when I have time to reflect back, I do it, and I enjoy it, but it just doesn't come, very often,
Well, I hope you can come back for this. I hope, heal a lot of wounds and honor a team that did win a championship on the field. And, Phil, it's been a while, so it's great to reconnect again. Thank you for doing this, and good luck at Michigan, and hopefully we'll see you here with Kentucky.
Yes, sir. Thank you, let's go Gator Nation. Hopefully we'll see everyone at the national championship together.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Phil. Phil Bromley joining us here.